So just to review again the words of Rav Kook, the paragraph, we began this way last week as well, but we're going more into it this week. I'm just going to go over this entire Keta, this piece from Rav Kook, which begins with the words, Lo b'chirasa garmala es yisrona ha'eloki. So I'll just go over that a little bit in the English. The words of Rav Kook in the dark letter, Lo b'chirasa garmala es yisrona ha'eloki, I'll just read the paragraph in English, that the essential quality of the Jewish people's collective soul is its divine nature. The people did not gain this characteristic through its choices, actions, righteousness, or good character. The people did not gain this characteristic through its choices, actions, righteousness, or good character. We're going to talk about that. That's really, as we're going to see in a minute, that's a famous Ramban and a Maharal that Rav Kook is referring to. But the Torah, thank you so much. The Torah tells us about Avraham Avinu, Hashem, and how we began as a people, and it doesn't talk about what qualifications we had. What qualifications did we have? How did we become the chosen people? What did we do? What is it that convinced Hashem that we should be His people? So we say there was a great person, Avram, and there was this chash of a family. But where does that come from? That inyan of bechira, not free choice, but of chosenness. Where does that come from? So that's one of the great mysteries of all of Torah, of all of Tanakh. The Torah just seems to jump right into this business of Am Yisrael. And this is something that's a very big discussion in the writings of the Ramchal as well, the Mekubalim. So Rav Kook says that the people do not gain this characteristic through his choices, actions, righteousness, or good character. So it doesn't sound like we earned it at all. Doesn't sound like we earned this special privilege of being Hashem's chosen people. It is a core quality. It is a core quality, both physical and spiritual, that gives the people divine force and strength. It was not acquired through choice, and no choices can negate it. It was not acquired through choice. Our chosenness was not acquired through choice. Our unique status in the world was not acquired through choices that we made. Even though we get to Naaseh v'Nishma, was not acquired through choices. And therefore, no choices can negate it. We didn't choose this, and we can't choose not to have it. The same way a zebra didn't choose to have stripes, and it can't choose not to have stripes. Does this? It's Matthias. It's its reality. That's what it was. It was created in such a way. Choices, however, can powerfully affect the state of this innate quality. All of our choices affect our connection to that innate quality that we have. We could connect to it very deeply, or we could, God forbid, run away from it. But the innate quality of Am Yisrael is Elokus. That's the innate quality of Am Yisrael. It's Elokus. Choices, however, could powerfully affect the state of this innate quality. The people can decide to nurture, develop, and perfect it. Alternatively, bad choices will darken its light, muddy its glow, and stupefy hearts so that they will no longer sense the spiritual riches hidden in the life of the soul. But darkness and stupefaction cannot continue indefinitely. Sooner or later, this inner soul treasure can be relied upon to arouse the nation to renewal. This is an unbelievably important yesod. Last week we were talking a little bit about its connection to Shemitah, but it's the basis of this entire sefer, all of Shabbos, all of Shemitah, and all of Yiddishkeit. So let's look inside now on the bottom of page 32. If you don't have the sefer, you can have the picture of it on the bottom of page 32. Lo b'chirasa garmala es yisrona ha'eloki. Lo anu b'char, so Rav Avinu explains. Lo anu b'charnu v'echlatnu lios uma elokis. We didn't choose or decide to be a godly nation. We didn't make this decision, this choice. Elakach bara osanu Ribbono Shlom. But this is how the Ribbono Shlom created us. Lo mitzad maaseh ha-pratim, lo bisidkasa v'yoshalavava ba el ma'alosa. Lo maaseinu. It wasn't because of some great heroic things that we did. Lo maaseinu, Rav Avinair explains, lo hisgadluseinu, our greatness that we demonstrated, lo mamatseinu, or our fantastic efforts, and so on, hofchu osanu le'elokiyim, made us into godly people. We didn't make ourselves into godly people. There wasn't anything specific. We did a lot of great stuff, but there wasn't anything that we did that turned the corner from being regular human beings to being a different species of Am Yisrael, of Elokim, of godly people. There wasn't anything that we did that brought us to that next level. Because as we've spoken about many times, there is domain. There is in creation, there is the inanimate, there's Samech, there are plants, there are Chai, there are animals, and Medaber, and human beings. And then, as Rav Yehuda Levi explains, and all the tzaddikim discuss, that then there's another mitzias in creation that's called Yisrael, a Jew. So what Rav Kook is saying is that change from being a human being among the rest of mankind, becoming a Yisrael, a Jew, the same way that you and I didn't make that choice. I'm not talking about Geirus now, conversion, but we didn't make that choice. It's a reality, it's a Metzius. Elatchunas giza hagufani v'aruchni. Even gufani and even physical. I'm not going to go into that really right now, but ruchni certainly we understand. Asa le'es chela ve'es uza belokim, asha lo bibchira locha osa. This inherent mysterious quality that we have of elokus wasn't something that we chose. Lotuchal kol kalkala shel bechira la'avne. And none of the poor choices that we make, or that we have made in the past, could destroy this. Could negate it, destroy it, change the status of who we are, that inner quality of who we are. So he explains. Tchunas elokius shelonu, this tchuna, this quality, this character of Am Yisrael, that's elokus, ain't a tluyabanu, doesn't depend on us. The ma'aseinu, our actions, obahachlatoseinu, our achlatas, our decisions. L'chein nishar elokim tamid. Therefore, We will remain forever a godly people. That doesn't mean a person can't make the choice to behave in an ungodly way or to say ungodly things. Those are our choices. But the mitzias of a Jew, the essence of who a Jew is a lukos. Haramban Shoel. So here we're going to go now into the Ramban and into the Maharal. To understand what Rav Kook is teaching here, this idea of the Bechira, the choice of Am Yisrael. Haramban Shoel, Ma Hasiba Shebiglola Bocha Hashem Ba'Avram. Ramban asks, what is the reason that Hashem chose Avram Avinu? Har Eitzel Noach Borer Madua Bocha Hashem La'atzilo Man Hamavol. By Noach, it's clear, and it's really laid out in the Torah why he was different from the rest of the generation, and Hashem chose to save him from the flood. Shekena Torah Mesaperes Noach Yis Tzadik Tam Hayu B'Dorei Shavu Silkim Zalchno. The Torah says The rest of the generation was the rest of the generation was all messed up, and Noach was a tzaddik. And Hashem saved Noach. So Elokim saved Noach. V'yomer Hashem l'Noach. And Hashem told this to Noach. Oschar isi tzaddik b'fanei b'darzeh, that you're the only tzaddik. So there, the Torah explains very clearly why he was chosen to survive. Eitzel Avram Avinu l'umazois, but by Avram Avinu, lo kosov dorval sitkusa. The Torah doesn't talk about his sitkus. We just open up. We're told at the end of Parshas Noach that such a person was born, Avram. The next thing we know is Vayom Hashem al Avram Lech Lecha. The next thing is a chumash party, and Lech Lecha, and everybody's happy, and all the little kids are wearing their crowns, and here we are. What happened? What did Avram Avinu do? Omnami Midrashei Chazal. From Chazal, we know many stories about what Avraham Avinu was, what his life was like during that time in between when he was born and Lech Lecha. There are some great things that he did. And every child knows about him breaking the statues in his father's house and all that stuff. And the Kivshan Ha'esh, and he went into the furnace, and it's all true. Shehik Rezbo, that he came to believe in Hashem. Achat Torah ein mesaperes lanu dover odosa. But the Torah is very obviously omitting all of this. This is not just because the Torah doesn't want to waste time. There are all kinds of details that the Torah includes about people much less significant than Avraham Avinu. And this is the beginning of our nation. It's the beginning of Am Yisrael. This is a very, very pivotal time in all of history, in all of creation. And then all you know is he's born and then Lech Lecha, he's chosen. He's the man. If we don't understand, why did Hashem choose him? Hamaral, Misifra Netzach Yisrael. So the Maral in Netzach Yisrael, we're going to see the note brings the lashon of the Maral, and we're going to read that. It's so important. Maral in Netzach Yisrael. Masbir explains, Shahakushi hi hateres, that the kash is itself the teres, is the answer. The question is the answer. Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu haya bocher ba'am Yisrael mishum sh'anet tzadikim. I'm sure many of you are familiar with this. This is a very famous teaching of the Maral, which is really explaining the Ramban. Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu haya bocher ba'am Yisrael mishum sh'anet tzadikim. If Hashem would have chosen us because of some great quality that we had, that we had shown him, we were tzaddikim. Because Baruch Hu haya bocher ba'am Yisrael mishum she'anu tzaddikim, mishum she'avoseinu hayu tzaddikim, that we come from tzaddikim, ha'isa ha'bechira banu dova ha'tolui b'ma'aseinu. Then that choice of Am Yisrael as Hashem's nation would have been dependent upon or conditional upon our being good boys and girls that do all kinds of great stuff. And that's why you're my first choice. The kach imayinu chadolim, chalilim liyos tzaddikim. And if that's the case, then if we are no longer tzaddikim, if we stopped behaving like tzaddikim, ha'isa b'chir lokiyas banu mizbatelus, then we could be traded. We could be sent off. and then the status is removed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bochar banu ki zeha yiritzona. Hashem appointed us and designated us as his people because that's what he wanted to do. Zu yitzira elokis. But Hashem created. That Hashem created such a people that have this quality, this inner quality of elokus. Hashem created. Am zu yatzarti li. I created this people. Now the Ramchal has a different way of explaining this. But the Ramban and the Maharal are very clear. Yitzir Elokis she'enet tluya banu. V'lachein gam imenenu tzadikim, and therefore, since it's not a matter of something that we signed up for, we chose, and as a result of that, we achieved a certain status, we reached a certain madrega. Therefore, even if we're not living up to our potential, and even if we're not connecting to those God, to that quality of elokus, of godliness, that is in our DNA. Lo pokas habechira banu. It doesn't uproot. It doesn't remove. It doesn't cancel. It doesn't destroy this bechira, this choice that Hashem has made. And our status as being Hashem's unique and special people. That doesn't excuse us for poor behavior. And Hashem is very clear about that. And it's just the opposite. We've been clapped and sahakt for thousands of years, more than any of the people that exist in the world. It doesn't excuse us for any behavior that's not befitting Hashem's people. And it doesn't make you into a nicer person or a better person in terms of one's behavior. So that whole argument is silly. Is there somebody who's not Jewish who's nicer than this person? Who has a more of a moral, upstanding life? Yeah. That means that this Jew is not, unfortunately, living a life in which he's revealing the inner essence of who he is. He's running away from that. He's ignoring that. It's not a matter of better. Is he better than this person or is he worse than this person? If he's not behaving nicely, it's terrible. In many ways, of course, it's worse. Because he has such kaiches, and he has such a lakus deep within him, it's more perverse that he's misbehaving, and Hashem is very open about that. The Torah is very clear about that. That there's a price to be paid for this that we were chosen. Yeah. And there's a reason why, you know, people feel like Tevye and Fiddler on the Roof, like, you know, oh, Master of the Universe, or whatever he said, God, do me a favor, why don't you choose somebody else once in a while? That feeling of, you know, this responsibility that comes with this choice. But it wasn't a choice that we made. But we're responsible to think about it and to work on it. But it's not something that we earned. So that whole conversation, or you're saying you're better than us, it's just silly. It's silly in terms of the behavior. It's not silly when we get to the Pnimius of Pnimius, of course. We are different. It's a different min in creation. Yes, it is a different species in creation. That's true. But it doesn't excuse us for anything that's not consistent with who we are. It doesn't excuse us. It makes us chalila. It makes it even worse. So it's not I'm better than you. If I'm dishonest and you're not dishonest, then you're behaving better than me. But it doesn't change the reality that I am different than you. And I need to do tshuva. And I can prove to you that I'm something that's infinitely higher and greater than anything you could ever have imagined. But in the meantime, I'm just a ganav. I'm a ganav. You're not. So who's better? You're better. You're not a ganav. I'm a ganav. That makes you into a better person. But that doesn't make you into a member of the tribe. And the fact that the guy is a ganav also doesn't mean that he's lost his membership to the tribe. He's got to do tshuva. We all have to. But it doesn't mean that he's out. Now, can one go out? And what does that mean? We're not going into that whole conversation. But what Chazal are talking about, and we've discussed many, many times, especially over the past few years, the Machlekes and Kedushin, Yisrael Af Bishachata, even if a Jew sins, he's still Yisrael, he's not Yisrael. Rav Yehuda, Rav Meir, and the Rashba, and all the Mekubalim hold like Rabbi Meir that Yisrael Af Bishachata is Yisrael. The reality of Yisrael is that he's Yisrael Af Bishachata, even though he has sinned. Banim atam l'shem l'kechem means that even like the Gemara brings down from Rebbe, even children who are misbehaving, and children who are sinful are still children. And as we'll see in the morale, that status of being a child you can't change, no matter how much you disclaim it, no matter how much you fight against it, no matter how much you run away from it, no matter how inconsistent you are with your father, with your mother, you're their child. That's the Metzius. You're their child. And it's impossible to change that. Now, before we see inside the Maral, when one learns the Rambam, one does not come out with this same conclusion from the Rambam. And in the writings of the Rambam, Am Yisrael's status as an Am HaNivcha, as a chosen people, is the result of choices that were made by the others. And how that continues on after the others, that's a lot in the Rambam, we're not going into right now, but it has to do with the choices that were made. Rabbi Yehuda Levi, now we're going back to the time of the Rishonim before the Maharal, but to the time of the Rishonim, Rabbi Yehuda Levi and the Ramban disagree with the Rambam. And before we learn the Maharal, I'll just read to a sentence from the Kuzri from Rabbi Yehuda Levi. In the second Maimon at Parak Nun, Rabbi Yehuda Levi writes the following. Ki ha'aschala me'eis ha'eloka. He's very clear. The beginning of our nation is from God. Ki ha'aschala me'eis ha'eloka, lo me'itanu, not from us. The beginning was an act of God. The beginning of our nation was an act of God. Lo mi'itan. And that is the view of the Maharal, as we're going to now learn inside. And this is what Rav Kook is developing as the yisod of this entire Hagdama. And the whole inyan of what it means to have that year, every seven years, to have that year to reset and to reconnect to that reality, to that reality of who we are. Because over time, just like we learned last week, over the week, you could start disconnecting from that reality. You could imagine yourself to be just like anybody else in the world. And you could behave in ways that are not consistent with who you are. And over the years, of course, as a nation, we could begin to erode. But that doesn't change the Metzius. So we need Shabbos and we need Shemitah to return, to reset, and to remember. That's the basis of this entire sefer. But the language of the Maharal is Netzach Yisrael Perek Yud Aleph is very, very important. I'm sure many of you have the morale at home, and it would certainly be kedai if you would enjoy it. It's a long Friday night, and it would be very, very kedai to sit down with the morale, especially with my friend Rav Hartman's notes, where it fills in a lot from other places. I mean, the morale says things slightly differently in 20 different places, and he was very careful with his words, and it's important to see how the morale fills in this inyan from all over his writings. That's Perek Yud Aleph. Netzach Yisrael, Perek Yud Aleph. Netzach Yisrael is divided into two parts. The first part of the Sefer is talking about Golus, and the second part of the Sefer is talking about Geulah. So the Maral writes the following. Ulahoris lecha ki lo haya hascholas advekes mitzad haprat. This is to teach you and to explain to you that the beginning of our dveikus, the beginning of our relationship with Hashem, of this dveikus, of this connection that we have to God, is not mitzad haprat. It's not because of any individual person. Rak hadveikus as a dveikus kloli. Lo dveikus prati. But rather, the Dveikus is a Dveikus Kloli. It's a nation that was created at the beginning with Avram. Not a Dveikus Prati, not because of one person, and then as a result of that one person, I'm in the note. And as a result of that one person, that somehow, like, you know, everybody has VIP status because we have good yichas. So because of our yichas, so there was this great person, Avraham Avinu, and we got off to a great start, even though, truth be told, it was Yishmael, and Yitzchak had an Esav. But we are the ones who are Miyuchasim, we had this Yichus, and because of our Yichus, we're chosen. Kilo, it all goes back to the good choices that one wonderful tzaddik made a long time ago. And because of that, you and I can still, like, you know, wear a yarmulke or a t-shirt that says, I am chosen. We could even open up a restaurant. Right? Because of that choice that the Elder Zayin made, like, you know, thousands of years ago. He made a choice, and because of that, I'm chosen. That doesn't work anywhere else in life. That somebody else made a choice, and because of that, you're chosen. You have to make your own choices. So how does that work? So the Maral says, that's not how it works. It wasn't because of one person's choice. Lo dveikus prati. It wasn't because there was one man that made this choice. He smashed the idols, and he found Hashem, and now all of his eniklach are chosen. Lekach kasha boch Hashem is boch mitrila Avram. Therefore, when Hashem shows Avraham Avinu, right, see, I'm here, Orkazdim, he took him out of his place, lost his loyal arts to give him Eretz Yisrael. I mean, he said, Lech Lecha. K'siv, Ayom Hashem al Avraham, Lech Lecha, Me'atzchum Labcha, El Arz Hashem, Yibes Avich, El Arz Hashem, Reka, go to Eretz Yisrael. Viksha Rambam Zal. So the Rambam asks, Shetemu, the Rambam asks, how is it that the Torah doesn't say a word about this man's worthiness or his career? Like, why did Hashem take him out from the whole human race and say, you go to Eretz Yisrael, I'm giving that to you, I'm giving that to your children? And then, like, the whole project gets going. So the Rambam asks, Viksha Rambam Zal, and because of that, he made himself worthy for this Hizgalas, for this revelation of the Shechina.
If Avraham Avinu would not have
would not have earned it, there wouldn't have been a Gil Yishkin. The Rambam is. So therefore, shouldn't the Torah write the Tzidkas Avram? The Torah should have told us, like, how did this one person change the course of history? What choice did he? What did he do? Now, as we said before, Chazal revealed to us that he did some great things. But why does the Torah not want to write this? Why did Hashem not put this in the Torah? This is a huge thing. It's the beginning of everything. This should have been like a whole parasha of Avraham Avinu's greatness. It should have been a whole parasha with Mefarshim, with Rashi, and Rambans, and Rashbams. It should have been a whole Torah Shabbasav and Torah Shabbal Peh on the beginning, telling us about who he was. Like it says, Benoch, Benoch, Motzal Chayn Ben Yashem. Benoch, Motzal Chayn Ben Yashem. Rachacha Ksiv, Eilo told his Noch, Noch is Sadik. Hiskir Kaidim Tzikas Noch. Kodim Shehiskir, Shediba Hashem Misbrochimo. The Torah first tells us, how did this person Noch earn to have this relationship? Akidekach, that God actually spoke to him. And the Torah tells us, he earned that because he was in Sadik. The rest of the generation was all messed up. And he was at Sadiq, and he earned that. Avlafiya Dvarm Asher Amaran Lucha Liaksha Kla. But the morale goes into this. And the morale says that if you understand what I'm teaching you, this is not a question at all. Why did the Torah leave this out? But the Rambam has his morale. But the morale says, it's not a question. Ki etzel Noach, lahoy yirak b'chira prati. Noach was an individual person, and the Torah is saying that Hashem says, you're a good guy. You're not going to drown. Because you're a good guy. And you deserve to live. So. And that was a b'chira prati. It was a very personal matter between Hashem and this one person who distinguished himself and deserved to live. And everything was because of the tzidkus of Noach, and that's why he was chosen. But Avraham Avinu was not a Bechira Pratis. It wasn't, at this point in time, it's not a choice of an individual. It's the beginning of a nation. It's the creation of a people. Rak Be'uma HaYisraelis Shehem Zara. This was the choice for which Hashem created the world. Reishis Bar Elokim Bishvil Yisrael. This isn't the original plan. It wasn't that things were just moving along a certain way, sometimes good, sometimes bad, a flood, tower, flood, not flood, and then, oh, now it's good, and the rest of his family, it's going to be good. That's not what happened. Hashem created the world. Gracious is Bishvil Yisrael, Shnei Gracious. This isn't the plan. It was the choice of creating an entire nation. That was Hashem's mysterious choice to create such a nation, which we don't understand, we don't know what, where, how. But that's Hashem's choice. It's something which is milamala lamata, from above to below, not milamata lamala, not from below to above. Shekhsiv ba'isa b'chira ve'esa oyscha l'goy godl. I will make you into a great nation. It's a bechira klolus. It's a bechira klolus. It's a bechira of a nation. Bechira kamozos, and therefore this type of a choice, bechira kamozos, ain taila b'maisei klal, v'lo b'chayt. it is not totally on any good deed or any sin. It's not earned because of good deeds, and it's not lost because of bad deeds. Kiamaise hu leprat, because as far as actions are concerned and decisions, that each person makes his own decisions. That's a very personal, individual thing. And therefore, a person can make the wrong decisions and he has to suffer the consequences. But that's a personal matter. And there's an element of schus avos, of the merit of our ancestors, that does help us in certain ways, of course. Nevertheless, the ikar bechira is a bechira klolus bo or bizarro. The ikar is a bechira for the nation Avram and his descendants. Vayakshlucha mashakosav kilobisit koscha ata bole reshes v'chul. Laman hakim es adova shenishba shem lavasecha. Therefore, there's no question when it says in the Torah, kilobisit koscha ata bole reshes, it's not because of your righteousness that I'm giving you righteousness. So we understand what that means. Doesn't mean that we don't have a lot of tzaddikim and we're not good people, but that's not why I created the world for you, and that's not why I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael, because you earned it. Lo b'tzidkoscha. It's not because of your tzidkus. V'vaydei dar v'zeh ma shehevi oso hadar el aretz hayatoli b'schusavis v'gam dar v'zeh prati. The moral says there's no question that this particular generation and what's going on at a particular time, of course, is very related. It's connected to choices that are being made by those people at that time and during that generation. But in the broader sense of what it means to be Hashem's people, it's not because of schus avos and what we did. It wasn't a bechira pratis. That depends upon the choices of the individual. A bechira pratis. And Noach made good choices, and Hashem said, I want you. You're going to survive. V'im nishtana ha-makabel, yishtana ha-dover. And if the makabel does not behave, then he's unworthy to receive that gift of whatever it is that he could have gotten. Olakach yituras ha-sha'ela, shlihizkir ha-kosuv sikas avram, therefore, the question is answered. Why doesn't the Torah mention, why doesn't the Torah say anything about the tzidkus of Avraham Avinu? Before the Gilui Shechina, before Hashem made himself known to him and spoke to him and told him, Lech Lecha Me'atzcha. Why doesn't the Torah say anything about his life until that time? And the good things that he did. And how he went against the whole world, all of Avodah Zarah and everything. Because if the Torah would have given the whole background and all the wonderful things that Avraham Avinu did, then it would give the impression, we would think, that being chosen is a matter of the choices that you make. And that the choice of Am Yisrael doesn't predate the world and is not the tachlis of the world. It's just, we happen to be better than others. And often that's not the case. And then, if we're not better, then the program is finished. Shemkach hayamashma Shalakach Nigla Levakadosh Baruch Hu. If it would have said all the good stuff that Avraham Avinu did, and then it would say, and now, as a result, this is what we would understand. And now, as a result of all this good stuff, you went into a fire and you were breaking idols. So, as a result of all of this, now go to Eretz Yisrael, you are going to begin this nation. That would mean that any Jew in the future that doesn't break idols, he might even be an idol manufacturer. There's a funny joke about that, maybe I'll tell you in a second. Or he doesn't go into a fire for God. He runs away from Yiddishkeit because he doesn't want to lose his position in society, like many Jews did over the years. And he ran away from being Jewish. So since you're not a person that breaks idols, but you make idols, since you're not a person that runs into fires, but you run away from fires, so therefore it's Ois Yid. There's no more chosen. No more Jew, no more chosenness, no more Nefesh HaLakiz, no more anything. It's finished. Therefore, the Torah is not, the Maharal says, it's not an accident. It's the most important omission in the Torah. Not a word, not a breath, nothing. It's just get up and go to Eretz Yisrael. It's for you and for your children. Because then, in Batl Dover, if we're not behaving properly, then the Ahava, then the love of Hashem for the Jewish people would be Batl also. If we're not living up to those standards of Avraham Avinu, so then we're no longer his beloved people. That can't be. And that's why it's so clear and it's so obvious that the Torah leaves us out for a reason, for a purpose. Those are the words of the Maharal. It's very, very important if you have a chance to look at the entire parak. Once you look at that parak, you're not going to be able to not look at the next parak. You'll see what I mean. It's just the Maharal takes us through Golus and brings us to Mashiach. This is the Nakuda, Pnimis. This is the Nakuda, Pnimis. I have to end a little bit early. I'll end here. So we'll stop and we'll continue. Remind me that we'll continue with this note.